The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 14 minutes after 8, Gregory Wrightstone. Dr. Gregory Wrightstone, he's back with me. He's the author of a very inconvenient, make that a very convenient warning. If it was an inconvenient truth. Do you ever get that mixed up sometimes? You know, the very first one that you did, Inconvenient Facts, right?
A lot of people do. I don't care as long as you buy the book.
Buy the book, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
And let me tell you more about Greg, although I've had him on the show dozens of times over the last few years, but a very convenient warming, how modest warming and more CO2 are actually benefiting humanity. Now, Gregory is a geologist. He's executive director of the CO2 Coalition, all right? Now, you're such a believer in CO2 that you have a tank of CO2 in your bedroom, right? Aren't you huffing that right now as we speak?
No, my plants wish that I did.
Got it. I'm having fun with you, though. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Mm. And in fact, if plants had a say in the matter, they would be raising their little arms and voting for more CO2.
It's interesting to talk to.
I see myself as a spokesman for all those plants that don't have a voice.
Well, the plants that that the Greens claim to care so much about, until it gets in the way of the grift of renewable energy. Like, there's this story that Fox was covering earlier this week that caught my eye, and I'll bet it caught your eye too, in which they're doing they want to do more than 2,000 acres of solar cells because we need more chaotic and intermittent power on the grid, you know, to save us, I guess. But in order to do the clean power, they have to destroy more than 3,000 of those Joshua trees, which are protected out there in the desert. So we got to wipe the desert clean of Joshua out there to save the planet, right? Isn't that weird?
Well, you know, that's just one more example of their opinion seems to be that we need to destroy the environment in order to save the environment.
Right.
We see that there was just another solar, I don't call them farms, that's too kind, but solar industrial scale plantation, where I'm calling you from, Virginia. And it's just horrible, where they took mature forest, and it's many, I don't know what the total acreage is, but it's a large area, put down mature forest, and there's all of that habitat that could be used for endangered species and regular white-tailed deer and pheasant and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone now, covered with solar panels. And we see this, and they talk about the danger, endangered animals and endangered species. And the UN had a report last year that I exposed to be mostly a fraud, but the one thing that was correct in that report was they said the greatest danger to our threatened species are loss of habitat. But they're actually doing their solution to try and solve a non-existent climate crisis is to actually destroy the habitat.
Hmm.
They're putting up offshore wind turbines right now off the eastern coast of the United States that people are enraged about, but it's going on. They're pile driving those right now, endangering whales, dolphins, much of the sea life. It's just, you shake your head and you think about what Greenpeace used to represent, and they're not sticking up for the whales. In fact, Patrick Moore, I believe you've had him on your show.
And Patrick Moore is a member of your same CO2 coalition, is he not?
Well, he's not only just a member, he sits on our board. He actually hired me. He sat in for a year as chairman of the CO2 Coalition. He actually hired me. And so he was a co-founder of Greenpeace. And then they lost their way. It's a sad commentary, really, on what's going on.
And Gregory, the point being that, and also Patrick had talked about this, is that it is as if the environmental movement has been co-opted by government and by the government corporate industrial environmentalism cult of sorts, or because the incentives coming from mostly the government right now is to push towards the industrialized solar farms, the industrialized wind farms, and the industrialized wave farms out on the coast. I mean, they're talking about offshore wind here in Oregon, getting those put in within a pretty short order here. And yet we're told that everything has to be done to protect the critters. And yet everything about these kind of operations tends to destroy habitat, like you mentioned. Do they have difficulty seeing that, or is it just going where the money is? What do you think?
They're ignoring it. Well, it's right in the front of their face. They're ignoring it because it doesn't jive with the green, supposedly clean energy that they're pushing. And it's not just that they're destroying their habitat. They're actually destroying endangered and protected animals like the bald eagle. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sets a limit of 15,000 bald eagles that are allowed to be killed each year, which is, people don't know that. They're going, and if you or I get caught with one feather
yeah.
of a bald
oh.
eagle.
Oh, we're in jail. We're in big trouble. Yeah.
And you're probably going to face $50,000 or more dollars in fines for one feather, but yet they're allowed to kill these right and left willy-nilly. And it's, you know, people say, well, kill so many more birds than what wind turbines do. And that's true, but the birds they're killing are, they're not the big endangered species. They're sparrows and robins, and that's what cats do. But the birds that are being killed here are golden eagles, bald eagles, and I'm sure on occasion a condor out in California.
These are migratory, the migratory birds you're talking about, the important ones that we're always sitting around wringing our hands about, right?
But you figure these eagles that are flying about, it's like a distracted driver with his or her head down looking at their cell phone, texting, unaware that the truck stopped in front of them. So it's like the golden eagles looking down at the ground for its prey, and it's not paying attention. There shouldn't be anything up that high, and whack, they get whacked by this wind turbine blade and killed, and there are thousands killed every year.
Do they actually know this for a fact? Are there cameras on them so they're actually counting the amount of dead bald eagles that the wind farms, those so-called industrial wind farms, are allowed to chop to bits before something gets done?
I believe they need to keep track of it.
Oh.
And I'm not sure how that all works out. And I'm sure they don't report each and every one, but it's something that just, it's almost horrific what they're doing.
Well, if they're allowed 15,000 per year, they're probably really killing 25 or 30 when you think about government statisticians, because there is such a political thumb on the scale of this kind of power generation. It's very, very sad, when we should be looking at nuclear or something else, which is incredibly safe now, if we were a smart, rational society here, Gregory.
It is. And I, as you know, we're big proponents of more CO2 is better. Mm-hmm. And so I like natural gas as an energy source because it has very few impurities that need to be stripped out. It's methane, basically. And when you burn methane, what do you get? You get heat, you get water vapor, and you get CO2. Those are the end products.
That's it.
And there's two molecules of water vapor for each molecule of CO2 that's created when you burn natural gas. And so it's a huge, huge benefit that we're seeing. And that leads to the title of my new book, A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity. It's what I call, Bill, the greatest untold story of the 21st century, that of a thriving planet and improvements to the human condition.
So you have actually a positive message here, rather than wringing your hands and saying, oh my gosh, we're destroying the planet, which seems to be so much of the way our children have been inculcated in this. And it really concerns me because, you know, you spend 12 years in government public education in the United States, and essentially you come out being a little mini Antifa activist ready to go out there and throat punch an oil executive. You know what I'm getting at? You know, that sort of thing, because they're killing us. They're killing us with their product, when in essence the CO2, which has been produced by all of this, has brought great benefit to the planet. And I know that kind of catches people off guard. They can't really look at it this way, right? They look at CO2 as pollution, which is a natural process.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They've been told all along that CO2 is a pollutant. And that was the EPA. It was called the endangerment finding, where they found that carbon dioxide was a pollutant. But it isn't. It's a hugely beneficial molecule Without it, we couldn't survive. Life on Earth couldn't survive. And in fact, at this point, our levels of carbon dioxide at slightly more than 400 are at near historic lows for during Earth's history. Most of Earth's history, it was at much higher levels, 6-8 times as much.
Isn't there a case to be made that had it not been for the Industrial Revolution and the starting of burning of more of fuel and adding carbon to the atmosphere, that we could have gotten to the point where plant life really started disappearing or dying, which plants would die from lack of food?
At the height of the last glacial advance, when the glaciers began across North America and around the world began retreating some 15,000 years ago, carbon dioxide levels were at the lowest point in Earth's history that we saw. They got down to almost 180 parts per million, and at 150 parts per million, most plant life dies. And we saw at that time, too, it looks like with these low CO2 levels, much of the planet's high altitude areas were actually stripped and devoid of any plant life because of the lower levels of CO2.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're seeing now is CO2 in plants, even though we've got a 50% increase in CO2, it's still not allowing plants to have and grow to their full potential.
But we are, in essence, greening. When you actually look at the statistics and also the satellite measurements here, the Earth is actually greening due to this, is it not?
Well, incredibly so. And we see it from the near polar regions to the equator. We see almost every we do see it in every niche, except for the deep Sahara Desert. Of course, there's nothing going to live in places like that, no matter how much CO2 we get. But yes, we see a huge increase when we talk about greening. That's an increase of vegetation, and it's a huge feel good story that's going untold.
That also means more food is able to be grown for people per acre.
Oh yes, yes. It's the agricultural component of this. This is significant. It's probably the greatest benefit that we see from modest warming and more CO2 is this increase in food production. And in my book, there's a chart I show of global agricultural productivity. It also compares human population, and it shows that the amount of acres dedicated to agriculture. And we find that food production is greatly outpacing and outstripping the increases there of population growth. While the acreage dedicated to agriculture has remained flat. So it's not that we're farming more acres. It's just that each acre is able to produce more of the product.
Huh. I would imagine that one of the challenges that your really good news brings here. And by the way, if you need to know what I'm talking about here, it's a very convenient warming. I'm holding the book up to the Facebook Live camera. A very convenient warming, how modest warming and more CO2 are benefiting humanity. That's available from Gregory Wrightstone and Dr. William Happer ended up writing the foreword for this. And I wonder if what you're doing is really preaching against the technocratic cult that has kind of taken over so much of the world here. I'm talking about the Klaus Schwab thing, which wishes to leverage perceived environmental destruction and global warming as the reason to reduce population, make it next to impossible to live on the land, get yourself into a stack and pack, a city, the 15-minute freedom city, as it were, those kind of things, and completely reduce and destroy your use of energy in any form or possible, if that gets in the way.
It's really an anti-human agenda is what we're talking about here. So many times they come right out and say it and say that there are just too many people on the planet. Now, my response is always the same. I said, fine, you go first.
They never do that, do they? They never do that, the people that claim there's too many humans. Too many humans.
And Bill, I'm really pumped. I'm leaving for a week-long speaking tour, flying into Amsterdam, and I'll be touring the Netherlands. And the Netherlands are huge, huge in this climate change story and agriculture. They just voted in Geert Wilders, who has got the most votes. He's putting together a coalition government right now. And he was elected on the basis of rolling back their climate change idiocy. They were planning to cull 50% of the cattle of the Netherlands, take over 50% of the farmlands of the Netherlands. And people rose up. The farmers rose up in revolt, and they went up, they took their tractors and closed down all the highways. This went on for weeks, and finally the vote came, and they voted against these climate change proposals to destroy agricultural productivity.
So people can have an influence. So people can have an influence on this agenda being adopted, this anti-human agenda. The Netherlands are proving it.
I'm going to go over that. I'm going to stoke the fires of freedom. It is about freedom, and restrictions on our freedom is what we're talking about. They want to control every aspect of your life, from what you drive to how you heat your home, to how much water comes out of your shower, and how much water can be used in your toilet. Now they're regulating ceiling fans that they need to be more efficient, they tell us, and they're more efficient ceiling fans, just like the other green energy boondoggles, are much more expensive than the old. But they say, well, that's fine. You'll make it up, you know, in 20 or 30 years because you'll save energy.
Yeah, even if you can't afford to buy the fan right now. Gregory, do you have a couple minutes where you could take some calls here if I could get you in for another segment here? And I'd love for people to get a chance to talk with you. I've enjoyed hanging out with, he's come to Southern Oregon now and then, which has always been great fun. I hope you can do this again. We'll be right back with Gregory Wrightstone, author of A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity. If you have a question or comment for him, we'll get to those next.
Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rentier Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRentier.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rentier Garage, we are united through service.
One of each Forte VIN 785766 MSRP 21645 Sol VIN 237299 MSRP 22140 3500 due 10K miles per year zero security deposit all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax title license 150 registration processing fee trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt negative equity apply to new loan balance and 6/30/24.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford during the summer sticker sales event. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade in. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options, too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
I'm back with Gregory Wrightstone, author of A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity. And by the way, Gregory is a geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition. And we have people who want to comment and ask a question or make sure he's aware of things. Let me go to Diana in Shady Cove. Diana, a pleasure having you on. What did you want to tell Gregory? Go ahead.
I'm going to look forward to reading this book. It'll back up some of the things I do. But I just wanted to back up his statement that they politicized the true environmental program in 72 at the Earth Summit. And it was earlier than that even. Maurice Strong, who was director of the environmental program at the UN, he stated that all the industrialized nations need to be destroyed in order to bring about sustainable development.
Really appreciate you bringing that up here. And I would imagine you're pretty familiar with some of that, too. Isn't that right, Gregory? Thank you, Diane.
Yeah, there's some really bad actors involved here. Maurice Strong might have been some of the worst. He was an early proponent of this, of the climate craziness. And like we've been talking, an anti-human agenda that's being pushed now. He was Klaus Schwab, of course, is a scary dude. The people at the IPCC and Governmental Panel on Climate Change are all pushing this anti-human agenda.
And, you know, we're kind of fans of humanity. You know, at least I'd like to think we are. Let me go to John in Ashland. John, you are with Gregory Wrightstone. Fire away. Go ahead.
Hi, Gregory. First, I want to thank you for, you know, ringing the alarm of what's happening. And I've read both of your books. The first book basically explains what the lies are and that how the Earth isn't warming because of CO2. It's ridiculous. And they're using it as a predicate to destroy Western civilization. And the second book explains exactly how more CO2 helps the Earth tremendously. And, giving full disclosure, I know Gregory, and I think he's a tremendous patriot. And without him, our country could be destroyed. This is how the communists are going to take away all of our freedoms and destroy civilization as we know it. So thank you very much, Gregory.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you for the call, John. Let me go to Wild Salmon Steve. Wild Salmon Steve has a take on this, too. You had a comment on fracking with Gregory. Go ahead here, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah. In the Inside Climate News, there's an article that says that the wastewater from fracking contains a huge amount of lithium. So we could stop buying stuff from China and produce our own solar or our own batteries with lithium out of fracking. And I thought that was just kind of really ironic.
I don't know. Did you catch that at all, Gregory? Don't know if you did or not. So.
Yeah, there was a study that just came out last week about that. And I don't know the validity of it. It's a huge benefit if it is for us. Although, you know, all it's going to do is turbocharge this renewable energy craze that will lead to more and more instability of our electricity grid.
Of course, we could take the lithium and put it into medications for those who are just climate change cultists and are just driving themselves crazy with it. Maybe that would be helpful.
Yeah, and we're doing something to fight back against this the indoctrination of your children and grandchildren. We've launched what's called the CO2 Learning Center, CO2LearningCenter.com. And so we've got books, science-based comic books, and importantly, we have lesson plans to go along with this that you can download at no cost. Just download the PDF. These are wonderful lesson plans for if you're homeschooling, if you have a charter school. I visited one of your charter schools out there recently in Medford, and I forget, the name eludes me right now.
Was it Logos that you went to, I think?
Yes, it was. So impressed with what they're doing there and what they've been able to do. But those schools like that, we're providing this material that was created by Dr. Sharon Camp, who has a PhD in chemistry. She's a geologist as well, but she wrote these lesson plans. She's an AP science teacher and reader. So we should celebrate this, and we want to do what we can to teach children in our students critical thinking and the scientific method, which has been removed from our classroom for almost 40 years, and people don't know it.
Well,
what they want to do is teach our children that consensus is science, and they want to indoctrinate our children into this groupthink. No, thank you. We can fight back, and we have the materials of the CO2 Coalition that we're using to do that.
It's astounding that you keep bringing up consensus, because one of the cancers that we're fighting in the body politic here in Oregon, Gregory, is the consensus process in which we take even public input, and it ends up being manufactured through the stakeholder process, the Delphi meetings, the predetermined outcomes, and the invited stakeholders that will agree with the predetermined outcome. And science has even been affected by this, or what has been termed science has been affected by this kind of concept. And it really is about shutting down any kind of dissent on this and not looking at real science, but really a politicized outcome is what is preferred, I think, in all of this.
Yeah. And my favorite quote on consensus was Richard Feynman, one of the great scientists of our time. He said, "I'd rather have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't be questioned." And that's what we have right now.
Indeed.
We have the answer given to us, and you dare not ask questions. You dare not speak of the science that goes against this. And it's voluminous, the science that we find that's actually showing and proving there is no climate crisis. It's showing and proving that our ecosystems are thriving and prospering, and the human condition's improving. And why? Combination of warming, more CO2. It's like I say, I call it the greatest untold story of the 21st century.
And the history of the climate, we've talked about this in past interviews, Gregory, was how, you know, the Earth has been considerably warmer before in earlier times than it was here, with also higher CO2 levels. And if anything, life thrived. And we're acting as if for some reason the only way that we can live is to keep the Earth's climate frozen in amber. First off, you really can't control it. The Earth is going to do what it's going to do, plus solar cycles. It's very complex. It's not just any one thing that ends up doing this. The same people that are saying that the Earth will just be boiling, for some reason, we'll never talk about when Greenland was green enough that they were farming several hundred years ago during the little medieval, during a short warming period, right? That kind of thing?
That was during the medieval warm period, which was warmer than it is today. We know that for a fact. We can use proxy, what we call proxy data, to determine that. We can also look at historic records, for example, where they were able to grow olives, vineyards, and those were all during that period were able to be much farther north and at higher altitudes than what you can do today. The Vikings, like you say, in Greenland were growing barley, a crop that cannot be grown there now because of the shortened growing season. And so these are things that we can't talk about. We need to be silenced, because we have a compelling argument that I have, along with my colleagues here at the CO2 Coalition. We have compelling argument and science to back it up of this fact. It is a fact, not a theory, that the ecosystems are thriving and prospering. And so we need to get this out. They need to keep us silenced. And a part of this, again, next week I'll be traveling to the Netherlands on the speaking tour. In fact, that's what I was doing just as we were before and after. And when we get done, I have to prepare my presentation. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna lift the Dutch farmers up. I think they're giving us a roadmap of what we need to do. We need to reject this anti-human agenda that's going to harm our agricultural productivity. And so it'll be a pretty interesting trip, I believe.
And I know that a very convenient warming has been translated to Dutch. It is now being distributed there and printed. That's great news. I look forward to talking to you when you get back so you can give me your reaction to your reception in the Netherlands here. And this is a very important book. And by the way, you were talking about consensus, and you have a couple pages in the back there on notable quotables on consensus that we need to throw back at all these people. I think another good one which is worthy of consideration is Galileo. I love the quote from Galileo. "In questions of science, the authority of 1,000 is not worth the humble reasoning of a single individual." Very good thinking. Very good thinking indeed.
Or as Michael Crichton, the great late Michael Crichton, said, "Science is not consensus, and consensus is not science. Consensus has no place in the scientific method." Einstein had a similar quote that he says why he had 100 scientists that signed a letter disputing his theories, and he says why 100? It would only take one scientist to prove me wrong. Not 100 that vote on it.
And that's it, the voting on it. Somehow the vote is the truth, you know, that kind of thing. It's ridiculous. I appreciate your work here and also the positive message here when we're just bombarded with, oh, my God, we're dying, we're dying, we're dying. And you bring a more truthful, very reasoned scientific approach to this, a very convenient warning, a warming rather, how modest warming and more CO2 are benefiting humanity. Gregory Wrightstone, bestseller. You can find this in the usual suspects. What is your main website that you want to go to besides the CO2 Coalition? Do you have another personal website too?
Well, I've got it. I've got one, convenientwarming.com. And mm-hmm. I really, those of you that have children and grandchildren, I encourage you to go to CO2LearningCenter.com, CO2 Learning Center, for scholarly resources. I'm just so proud of what we've been able to produce there.
All right. Gregory, safe travels to the Netherlands. We'll talk to you when you get back, all right? Be well. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 844 at KMED KBXG. We ran a little bit long, but it's okay. It's worth doing that. Open phones will continue here in just a moment after news. News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The prosecution has rested its case against the president's son, Hunter Biden, who's accused of lying on a federal gun purchase form when he said he wasn't using drugs at the time he bought a revolver in 2018. Prosecutors say Hunter Biden was actively using drugs around that time and purposely lied on the form. President Biden spoke today from Pointe du Hoc, marking his second trip to the Normandy coast during his visit to France for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Mr. Biden used the site to rally Americans in defense of democracy. America's employers added 272,000 jobs in May. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate inched up 0.1% to 4%. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 70.5 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This hour of The Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $445 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Go haying, hunting, or hauling for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month. And let's talk about Ford certified pre-owned vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue certified. Ford backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade to a sound. You exclude tax, license, title, 250 dealer dot fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved financing to Ford Credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
Whether you've had your car for a few months or many years, most people take pride in their vehicles and take good care of them. So when an accident happens, Lithia Body and Paint knows you want it back on the road fast, looking better than ever. Since 1946, Lithia Body and Paint has been putting minor dings and major collisions in the rearview mirror. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint. Repair so good, it's like it never happened. Find them on Bullock Road just off Crater Lake Highway in Medford. Lithia Body and Paint.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET.
It is 8:48. Time to turn it over to you here for a few minutes before we wrap up. And then on KMED Signal, it's going to be Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox. The classic hits, all right? And by the way, if you're looking for Talking Grants Pass, 105.9 is rebroadcasting. We ended up going up there yesterday, getting that antenna repaired, and it's oriented towards Grants Pass. City of Grants Pass will do good coverage. Kind of like City of Grants Pass went all the way out let's see, west on 199 to milepost 7. Didn't have time to go any further out there. But solid signal out there all the way through the city of Grants Pass, all the way down to about exit 43 on Interstate 5. So there you go, 105.9. That is the KMED talk programming. Okay? So give that a shot if you haven't thought about that. I will still be on the 99.3 morning show like I am right now on that signal, even with the 105.9. So I'm on in Grants Pass on 99.3 and 105.9. Hope I'm not confusing you too much, okay? But let me go to Al in the Applegate. Hello, Al. How you doing? Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. So of all the days that you could have a control burn, it's going to be the hottest day of the year. The wind's blowing. The BLM and the forestry are having a control burn in the Provolt seed orchard today.
Yep, they're doing just that. And yet, isn't it kind of weird to be doing that on a day when it's going to be 94, 95 degrees?
Hmm? Exactly. They're rolling the dice with our community, and I don't think they give a darn.
Huh. And now I'm wondering why they're able to do that. Is there some exception? Because I know that, or is that in Josephine County? Is that Joe County where that's happening, Provolt, right?
It's on the Josephine County side. So it is exceptional. It's exceptionally stupid. I mean, they could have done it. Last Friday was the first day of fire season. Any time before that, they could have done it, and it would have been not in fire season. But now they're choosing to do stupid stuff like that in fire season. I just don't get it.
It is interesting because in Jackson County, the Jackson County Commission got all hot and bothered about this trend a number of years ago, and they ended up doing an ordinance there and coordinated then with the BLM and the other federal land managers, and there is no prescribed burning of any sort permitted once the fire season has been declared. But I guess that doesn't affect Josephine County for one reason or another.
Yeah, that's why they're doing on our side of the line. They're just delusional.
All right. I appreciate the call, Al, and let's hope that everything stays safe out there. Weird time to be putting the smoke in the air. Let me go to Crazy Gene or not so Crazy Gene. How you doing, Gene? Go ahead.
Pretty good, and I was just calling to say that democracy is basically Nazism all over again. We are developing a new Nazi Germany in America.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't like to always throw out the Hitler card here on everything, but what is it about today's America that makes you think of Germany, of the Third Reich?
Well, it's the brown shirts and the colleges marching around saying that the ragheads over there are over the Jews, and we have to destroy the Jews. I mean, it's all over again. It's happening again.
All right. Appreciate the call. That's why I wanted to explore that a little bit. Thanks for the call. 770-5633. Let me go to line 3. Good morning. And who might you be?
Bill, this is Bob Hayworth.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just wanted to say, yesterday I saw a news clip about a guy on an airplane who was wearing a Trump shirt. And they made him take it off because it was offending people.
On a plane?
On an airplane, yes.
Which airline? I'm kind of curious. It's like, so what was it? Well, just said, just make America great shirt? And then
it was his mugshot shirt.
Oh, the mugshot shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, if I'd been in that seat and the plane was in the air, I would have refused. So what if I'm offending somebody? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a constitutional right to not offend someone on a plane. You know, and at first I thought you were going to tell me that the guy was naked except for wearing the, you know, the Trump T-shirt. You know, and then he was asked to leave or something. Now, did he do it? Did he change? Did he take the shirt off? What?
Yes. According to the video, he got his backpack, and I don't know how he had an extra shirt in his backpack, but I guess he did.
Huh. Do you think he should have just... Well, of course, I don't know. You know, these days, you know, to base of... I mean, you think that the medical community or the judges control things? Boy, you try to lip off to or do anything which is even outside very narrow range to a flight attendant. The flight attendants now, I think, are looked at as gods these days because of safety,
yeah,
I think.
Especially, yeah, if you're on the ground still.
Yeah.
Get you off the plane. Hey, one more thing. I sent you a picture of my going out to shop outfit, and I think everybody should consider getting a Make America Great hat. We all need to wear them. When I go out with my hat on, people give me a thumbs up and say, great hat, and I say, where are yours? And they go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just wish that I was more of a hat wearer. I've never been a hat wearer, but might reconsider that.
Well, get a Trump mugshot shirt.
Okay. Point well taken. I'll do it. Thank you very much. And you take care, Bob. Let me go to line four. And I don't know who you are, but hopefully we'll have a good talk. Who's this?
It's Joe reporting from the Iron Gate Mud Puddle.
Joel, from the Iron Gate Mud Puddle, what say you?
Well, you wouldn't believe what they did over there. They paved the road past the fish hatchery on the way to Miner Dave's house.
Yeah.
They built a $1 million retrofit bridge that's completely not even being used. I mean, these guys are buying brand new equipment, $500,000 tractors and trucks with their names on it, delivered out of Wilson equipment out of White City. I mean, they could lease the units, but no, they're just profiting. The profiteers are alive and well.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that, but I appreciate your call. Thanks for at least giving us the update. I think that battle, unfortunately, has been lost. That ship has sailed. Let me go to line one. Hi. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, Bill.
Hey. Oh, hi, Tom. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I wanted to take a break from my usual ranting and railing, and really, I wanted to thank you so much for speaking truth to such a heavily propagandized population. And I've known you've taken flack. Wasn't there an incident in Eagle Point where they didn't serve you at a restaurant? I mean, to speak truth in such a heavily mind warp population, you end up taking quite a bit of flack. I have everybody who's trying to spread truth that runs into that, and I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing.
Okay, well that's very kind of you. I don't recall ever having been refused service. I don't think so.
You told an incident once where you were at a restaurant and they said, "Oh, you're that Bill Meyer."
That's so weird because I don't even remember that anymore. I'm going to have to Was that a number of years ago? I told that.
I just don't hold grudges.
That's the thing.
Well, that is good. That's another plus on your side. I tell you that you're just so used to taking the flack and so forth. And when people throw it at me, it's sort of like, okay, well, I just bless them and hope that they come around. But
all right.
Anyway, it's a tough road to walk sometimes when you get it from people. But I want to thank you for what you're doing on the radio, the way it worked with the commissioners and everything like that. So that's my pearl in the shoe.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You're very kind. And I wish you a wonderful weekend and continue to speak truth because, the truth is the only thing that is going to help us. And if we sit around here and just hide, hide behind, the fear, it's not going to help out. Have a wonderful weekend, Tom. We'll be back again Monday morning, bright and early at 6 o'clock. Hope you join me then.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is growing. Drake's is excited to announce a new store opening soon in South Medford that will offer the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer in North Medford, Grants Pass, and soon to be open in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
The song Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young only reached number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1970, but it stands the test of time. If you have a very, very, very fine house, Millett Construction wants to help you keep it that way. So if the vase that you bought today looks a bit tilted on the table, it might be a sloping floor due to a shifting foundation. Call Millett Construction for an inspection and estimate to permanently correct the issue so your house stands the test of time, too. MillettConstruction.com.
One of each Forte VIN 785766 MSRP 21645 Sol VIN 237299 MSRP 22140 3500 due 10K miles per year zero security deposit all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax title license 150 registration processing fee trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt negative equity apply to new loan balance and 63024.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford during the summer sticker sales event. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade in. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection like a new 2024 Kia Forte LX. LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter what.